Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Daily editorial here on the 13th of October, Thursday. Got a number of things going on today. I'm going to talk a little bit about the January 6th hearings, get Jim's opinion on that one. And of course, we're going to talk about what's going on economically in the United States. Also going to talk a little bit about an editorial that Mark Thiessen did where he basically lambasted the amount of violence, the serious violence that's going on in the United States. Let me be perfectly clear about that. The violence basically is centered around crime against individuals. Injuries, deaths, murders, etc., etc. Getting to be a big problem. I would not be wanting to run on the Democratic ticket because they really aren't doing anything. You hear very, very little about what's going on in this particular direction. Jimmy, what would you like to talk about in addition to that?
We should talk a little bit about these CPI numbers that came out.
Yeah, of course.
And of course, the overall inflation, the economic issues.
Yeah.
And then I think, we off mic, we talked about the January 6th show, I guess.
Yeah,
the
circus.
The publicity show, yeah, the circus that continues today.
Yeah. I also, Jimmy, would like to talk a little bit about something that I saw this morning that was sent to me via email, and that is that some of the weapons that are being used by Russia supposedly or purportedly originated in Iran. Any comments on that initially?
Yeah, they've been buying weapons, particularly drones, from Iran.
Right.
And they've been using those drones to target different population sites and centers and some military targets, but generally they're using them right now for intimidation.
Yeah. I want to say that when I was editing the show yesterday, and again, I want to apologize to everybody for my late posting. I worked until 7 o'clock last night, West Coast time, in order to get that up. But from now on, everything will be posted by 3 o'clock Eastern at the very latest. That's noon West Coast time. Having said that, Jimmy, elaborate on what Russia is doing in Ukraine.
I mean, it's more of the same right now. I think they're attempting to push their objectives in a number of areas. At the same time, they're defending and they're losing ground in a number of areas.
Right.
So it's a challenge. They have put a new ground force commander in. He was a previous commander during Chechnya, and he'd been involved in a number of things. Actually, as a captain, now he's the leader. He's a hard-charging guy. He's going to cause great damage and havoc because he looks at the world and looks at the combat zone as a complete, like, how do we crush our opponent? And that includes civilian targets, and you could look at Grozny in 2001, 2002, and see what the ramifications were from there. So it'll be interesting to see how successful they are with this new strategy and new leadership.
Yeah.
But my guess is they've got a really long road to go.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Now, Jimmy, I may have misunderstood something that you said, and that is, did you say this fellow was purportedly involved in the January 6th situation in the United States?
No. He'd been involved in corruption charges in a number of areas in Russia.
Okay, I misunderstood. Let's get into the economy. I know you and I are both pretty. I don't want to use the word excited because what's going on economically in the United States is definitely bad for people like yourself and myself and other average folk. The inflation rate is incredibly high. It was predicted to be 0.2% for the month, but it has increased. Now, in reality, it's coming in at 0.4%. That's a big number, Jim.
It is a big number, 0.4%, and we're year over year at about 8.3%.
Yeah.
And the problem is that gas actually dropped 4.9%. I think energy overall dropped around 4%.
Yeah.
So the numbers you're looking at here, because of food and actually core issues, and core issues were up 0.6% for 6.6 year over year. And that's the largest yearly gain since August of 1982. The important thing to realize is the Fed doesn't care that much about the CPI numbers in the overall inflation. They actually are focused on core inflation. These core inflation numbers indicate that they are going to obviously increase interest rates in the next meeting and going to continue to try and squash economic activity in order to bring down the inflation rate. Very confusing. This is not going to be an easy thing to get out of, and I don't think that they're actually, well, obviously the Fed has got problems anyway, but government spending's the big issue here, and I don't think they're going to be able to solve this problem, and it's going to drag out for a long time.
Well, the core inflation rate, as reported this morning by Yahoo Finance, it's up to a 40-year high. That's pretty scary. Mortgage rates are right around 7% right now. That's definitely going to cool down the housing market, although I think that in cities like Seattle, San Francisco, New York, perhaps L.A., I really am not sure if mortgage rates are that much of an influence. And the reason I say that is I think that because of the markets, the real estate markets in the past, I think you have more cash buyers right now than you do. I think you have people coming in and rolling their equities, which in some cases are substantial, rolling their equities into new homes.
The problem with that is equities have dropped about 30%. So,
very quickly, yeah.
Yeah, so people don't have that type of cash anymore. And here's the problem. It's not the high income earners and the tech people that actually are going to be that worried about it. You know, people like my son who makes, you know, mid six figures and doesn't own anything.
Yeah.
And doesn't spend anything.
Yeah.
Those are not the people that actually this impacts. This impacts the average middle class family with a couple of kids that want to buy a house in a neighborhood. And what it's going to do, it's going to severely limit construction.
Yeah.
It's going to slow overall sales market, which you're seeing it significantly. It's going to drop overall prices. Again, takes away some of those equities.
Yeah.
And it's going to increase rents because people still have to live.
Of course.
So those problems are going to combine with a myriad of other problems, with the overspending, with these free giveaways of, you know, college money, that type of stuff, not paying their debts back, the actual, you know, continuous attempts by the Democrats to buy votes.
Yeah,
that's gonna continue to, actually by both parties. Unfortunately.
Yeah, it is.
That's gonna hurt the economy overall. And again, we don't see an end to it because you do have these continuous energy issues that are created by a overall green policy.
Yeah.
That's trying to stifle fossil fuel industry, which is the vast majority of our energy.
Right.
And that's going to kill us.
Jimmy, I got a question for you. I'd like your opinion on this. Stock market today before the opening, the stock basically plunged, and then stocks came back in spades after plunging on the inflation print. Then the value of the British pound came out very, very bullish for England. What do you think was the reason that the market in the U.S. came back in spite of the inflation numbers?
Well, I mean, looking at daily market numbers to me is somewhat futile because there are too many players and factors that try to take advantage of volatility.
Yeah.
And there are too many huge hedge funds and investment funds that manipulate the market for political ends.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's so when you see a 500 point rise this morning, I mean, the market is down over 20%. You're going to see these ups and downs in this volatility because people are actually making money off the volatility, and that's how these hedge funds are doing it. You do see Liz Truss and some of the actions she's taking in the UK, which look positive for going ahead and agreeing to start fracking again.
Yeah.
Taking some conservative principles and putting them there. That's helping the pound right now. It was down incredibly low, though. So you're going to see some of these backs and forths, but ultimately inflation is not going to go down anytime soon. Energy costs are not going to go down anytime soon. The lagging of the food industries and the food production, those prices, and of course all transportation for food industry, that's going to continue to impact overall inflation.
Yep.
People are losing roughly 3% of their income, if not more, year over year because of this inflation. And of course, the policies that are in place by this current regime in Washington that are really driving the global problems, as well as the EU and this entire push to green the nation is going to continue to drag us down. So the market, the daily market floats, that's to me is, it, the system is so corrupted anymore. It's more about how, you know, some of these big, huge hedge funds and investment funds can manipulate the market to make short-term gains. But in the end, we've got a long-term economic problem.
Well, I got to tell you, in my opinion, I think the whole thing centers around the green issue that's certainly being promulgated by the Democratic Party in the United States. I think it's a very serious issue, number one, because as you have brought up many, many times, it all centers around control. There's no question about that. And I think in terms of the green energy situation, that all centers around and how it relates to inflation. It all centers around the price of fuel. The price of fuel is absolutely skyrocketing, and quite frankly, because of the current environment in the world today, the dependence on fossil fuel, I think that that's a bad situation. I think flipping over and trying to switch the United States to green energy 100% in a short period of time is an absolutely outrageous mistake on the part of the administration.
Yeah, and it's going to fail.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know they've made a lot of mistakes, and I think one of their big mistakes is there's no question whether or not they started it, whether or not the Chinese initiated the COVID issues and the lockdowns with the Wuhan flu virus, whether or not that was planned, objective or not, the Democrats manipulated information in order to increase their chances in the 2020 election, in order to control and create fear.
Yeah.
And then from that moment, when they were able to manipulate the system and the pushback came and the questions about the 2020 election came, they actually concocted a plan to use that in order to create the narrative that the entire Trump support base is basically anti-U.S., anti-constitutional, a threat, as they say, a threat to democracy.
Yeah.
And I think they plan to do that. The January 6th committee is part of that. The Justice Department prosecution and just unbelievably constitutionally ignoring efforts for arresting people that are involved in the January 6th protests.
Yeah.
That is all part of this plan. The problem is they focused on that instead of focusing on governing the country.
Oh, no question about that.
All a diversion.
Yeah. I got to tell you, my opinion purely and simply about the January 6th hearings that are going on today, I think it's a last gasp, for lack of better terms, for the Democrats in terms of the elections that are right around the corner, Jim. That's my opinion.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think that's what it's about.
Yeah.
They hired this former, I think he was an ABC media producer in order to make it a show trial.
Right.
I think it's become a clown show. I don't think anybody really cares anymore about that because they're more worried about the transgender ideologies being pushed on their children. They're more worried about the economic problems that we're facing on a daily basis, the price of fuel, the border, and of course, as you mentioned in the opening, the massive amounts and increases in crime.
Well, I want to talk about that a little bit. You know, it's getting to be, I mean, Mark Thiessen, interestingly enough, who is an editorial contributor to the Washington Post, is concerned. I like the guy. He's concerned about the violence that's going on in the United States. I don't know what it's like in South Carolina where you live, Jimmy, but I know that where I live, I'm pretty isolated, and violence is something that is kind of a non-occurrence up here. But boy, I'll tell you, if I was traveling as I used to, speaking at conferences, et cetera, around the world, I would be very reticent to, if I had a speaking engagement, for example, in San Francisco on the, at the Marriott, where they used to occur, which is right next to a seedy part of San Francisco, I would be very reticent to leave the hotel if I was down there doing what I used to do. And I'd be very reticent to be out on the streets in places like Los Angeles, where 20 years ago I was told specifically by some folks at a hotel, don't go out after dark. It's even worse now.
Well, yeah, of course, because they're surrounded by homeless camps.
Right.
And mentally unstable people.
Right.
That are drug addicted, you know, lunatics.
Yeah.
You have the Democrats that mobilized people, again, as I mentioned yesterday, OFA, Organized for Action, Organized for America under Obama, that coordinated these George Floyd protests and riots that undermined, you know, law enforcement around the nation. You had a lot of people pushing these agendas to cut back on police and law enforcement for some sort of equity, cut back on cash bail. In these major cities, it's having a very, very detrimental effect on average people, and it's spreading rapidly out into nice areas, into suburban areas where people didn't feel it in the past, and now they're beginning to feel it. And of course, the numbers are increasing somewhat dramatically, very rapidly. When we had really 20 years of decline over a 20-year period, a decline in violent crime, it just kept going down.
Yeah.
We were going in the right direction. We had fewer issues of racial inequality, and it all began to change under the Obama regime, and then now it's just coming to a head with the Democrats controlling the House, the Senate, and the White House, and of course, in their fraudulent, in my view, their very fraudulent efforts to control society and some sort of ideology of equity, which in fact is just divisive and destructive.
When you talk about some some aspect of equality, we don't really have any equality in the United States. I mean, the papers, if you read the daily press, you're going to see a lot of, I would say, under the water, for lack of better terms, under the surface of the water, referrals to more equality in the United States. But the fact of the matter is, more equality as it relates to racial issues, as it relates to sexual issues, as it relates to financial issues, is among mainstream Americans no different today than it was 20 years ago, in my opinion.
Yeah, except for I think it's actually becoming more divisive.
Okay. No, I'm not talking about divisiveness. I agree with you 1,000%
on
that, Jim.
Yeah, the problem, I don't see. Look, there's... This is all fabricated. It's like the climate change lies, the COVID lies. It's like so many lies that this the party of lies has pushed society in order to achieve power.
Yeah. Yep.
And the unfortunate part is people believe it, but they don't question it, and they can't logically conduct a conversation to justify their positions.
Yeah. Well, I think you're getting more and more people who are going to be basically showing their true colors in the election in November, but we'll see what happens. Jimmy, it's been a good editorial. You certainly add to the quality of it. I certainly appreciate that. 19 minutes so far. Anything else you want to talk about today?
Oh, the one thing that I want to talk about that we didn't get a chance to talk about is the fact that Glenn Greenwald, talking to Russell Brand in an interview, said that the Trump administration was about to pardon Julian Assange when they started the entire push against the impeachment scandal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's a very interesting point, because I think a lot of people out there would be happy to see some justice in both him and Edward Snowden, in spite of the fact that, you know, they did some things that maybe others would question. Overall, they've highlighted some very important deep problems in the United States.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think transparency is always a good thing.
Yeah.
When you can be transparent, not at the risk of hurting others, not at the risk of, you know, individual deaths, but, I think this is a very transparency is critical.
Yeah.
And I think both of these people were trying to do, in their minds, the right thing. And I think that we need to recognize that as a society and understand how corrupt the system has become that they were fighting against.
I think a lot of people are trying to do what they think is the right thing. I think some people are a little bit misdirected, though. Jim, I really appreciate you taking some time every day, but then again, the show is half year, so of course you should take the time. Tomorrow's a big day. We record the entire weekend show tomorrow, but we will also, you guys out there, we will also, based on your comments and everything else, we will also put in a daily editorial. I would guess that tomorrow we will probably focus on the daily editorial in the ridiculousness of the January 6th hearings that are going on right now. Jim, thanks a bunch.
You bet, Al.
find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.